This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Radio family, good morning. This is the favorite part of our weekend public affairs show. It's a time to engage yet again in wonderful conversation. I'm really excited about our topic of discussion as I want to officially welcome everyone to the weekend edition of Community Focus that's heard here on our Odyssey stations. Every weekend we find out about amazing things and the amazing people behind those amazing things that are taking place in our community. And what I want to focus on is the Mr. and Mrs. Braffi or Braffier 2024 pageant. Now, I don't think I've ever had the opportunity to discuss a pageant on our public affairs show. So this is really a double treat for me, and especially to welcome new members of our Community Focus family. I got a studio full, and I even have one of our family members via phone. So I want to say good morning, and I hope you don't mind, Eric. I'm going to put our ladies first.
No problem.
I want to say good morning to Celicia. I want to say good morning. Mandy, Anthony is with me, and Renee. So grab that mic. Ladies, how are you, first of all? Good morning.
Good morning. I'm awesome.
Wonderful.
Thanks for having us.
And now to the lone gentleman, the true gentleman of this conversation. We have Eric with us this morning. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Wonderful. I detect that beautiful accent, sir. Are you from Ghana?
I'm from Ghana.
You are from Ghana, Africa.
Yes, ma'am.
And so the lovely thing about this radio family is this is going to be a conversation not only about the pageant, but culturally bridging the gap between Africa and America. That is so beautiful. So whoever would like to, as we start, and I may give each of you the opportunity, or you want to choose a spokesperson, give us the history behind the creation and development of this particular pageant.
So I'll go first.
Sure.
It all started with my co-founder, Ahmad Johnson. We worked in the same office.
Yes.
And we realized that there was a disconnect between African Americans, Americans, and Africans. So you could see that you have African communities sticking together and then staying away from Americans and African Americans. So we thought, what can we do to bring the two groups together?
Mm-hmm.
And so we came up with Braffier.
Wonderful, because there was this disconnect.
Yes.
And hence why you say bridging the gap between the two cultures. And the beautiful thing is to know that there are so many in our communities who come from the motherland who are making America their home.
Yes.
Which is the case for you, Eric. Now, we want to say Ahmad unfortunately could not be with us, but we're still going to share the love with his presence because he's serving as the director and the producer of this pageant. Why is it important to bridge the gap between African America and America, and so importantly and especially now, would you say?
I will say it all started from 2019 when Ghana declared that they want all their all black people everywhere to come to Ghana. So they declared a year of return. We had almost about 1 million black folks going to Ghana.
Wow.
And since that time, we have a lot of people going to Ghana. Mm-hmm. And there are stuff that when you go back, you learn that you don't learn in schools here.
Right.
And since I've been interacting with Americans, I've taken the opportunity to educate a lot of people because there's little that is taught in schools about Africa.
Absolutely.
And all that you see about Africa is hungry children, dirty neighborhoods.
Thank
and
you
stuff.
For saying that, yes.
But when they meet Africans and we start talking, having that interaction, and then we get to know that what you see on TV is not what Africa is all about.
Absolutely.
That's when we start bridging the gap. We see similarities about African-American behaviors and African behaviors. The moment we start connecting, you go like, oh, that's the way, that's why we do this.
Exactly.
And right. It's been so much fun taking this journey with these wonderful ladies and gentlemen because we've learned a lot from each other. And as we go, you'll hear their stories when they visited Ghana.
Wonderful. And Eric, I just want to commend you for saying that because that is so true. You don't get to truly experience what you see on television until you have an opportunity.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com, code FIT.
To make the visit to a beautiful area, country such as Ghana, and to see it with your own eyes. Mm-hmm. And you're right, you see way more than poor starving children, dilapidated communities. You see the beauty, you see the culture, you see the richness and color.
Yes.
And for someone who has yet to make, I'm not going to say I'm not going, because that's going to be on my bucket list, is to visit the mother country. But to have someone who is officially from a beautiful area such as Ghana, and to be able to share that experience here in our public affairs program, it just warms my heart to know that we have such a beautiful connect in our communities. Renee, would you like to add anything to that?
Sure. One of the most interesting things is going to Ghana, you really do notice the similarities.
Yeah.
Like, I know being in Accra felt like I was in Manhattan.
Wow.
And going to Kumasi felt like a piece of North Carolina.
Wow.
And then in Kaswa, it just felt like home.
Mm-hmm.
And so both Mandy and I share a love for the food.
Yes.
And I gotta say, once you have some,
there's no going back.
Not at all. It changes your palate. So there's a lot more similarities than most people think.
Excellent. So, Alicia, would you like to contribute anything to our conversation thus far?
Sure. I haven't visited Ghana yet, but I look forward to going in the next upcoming year.
Same here.
But I have many of those who are Ghanaians that I'm friends with, that I fellowship with, and I will also agree that there are a lot of similarities and a lot of misinterpretations.
Beautiful.
So some really good people.
Wonderful. Mandy, would you like to contribute or say anything on behalf for you personally?
Personally. Personally, myself, when I had my first opportunity to go, let's just say I didn't want to come back at all, but I knew I had to because of my obligations here.
Mm-hmm.
But it's an experience that I truly wish
everybody could experience.
Could actually experience.
Absolutely.
And it's just the purity in the community that everybody just is there for everybody.
Right. It's really like being with family.
It is. Yeah. Well, in a way, it's a little better because sometimes family isn't family.
Good point.
You know,
you're absolutely
so
right.
So it's a great experience.
Wonderful. Well, let's talk about who are the kings and queens who are in or who are in the running for this year's pageant. Now, Mandy was like, now I can really talk about it.
That would be me.
Wonderful.
Be Mandy J. I'm representing a region. The Volta region of Ewe.
Wonderful.
Of West Africa and Ghana. And I'm super excited to, you know, display the talents and the fashion of that area. And hoping and praying.
So what do we need to do as an audience, a radio family, to support you or anyone?
To support me?
Yeah.
Just make sure. Make sure. You vote. Miss Elway, you can sponsor me. I'm taking donations via the Brafe, Inc.
Okay.
Donations to sponsor me. Come out and support. Watch the show.
Absolutely.
It's going to be phenomenal. You do not want to miss Saturday, September 28th, 2024 at 7 p.m. at Harrison Auditorium.
On the campus of North Carolina A&T State University.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, and we're going to repeat that information, too. By the way, Brafe or Brafe is spelled B-R-A-F-I-E. So that if you want to go and support Miss Mandy, that's how you go about it. Now, for someone who may possibly want to be a part of this event in future, what's the criteria? Eric, what would you say?
Yeah, so it's open to everyone 21 years and above.
Okay.
And we're not very particular about your looks. We are very particular about what you bring on board, what's within you. And so we want people with that richness in them to come and join Brafe and let's grow.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to explain that the Brafe, the meaning of Brafe.
Yes.
Bra means come and fie means home. So what we are saying is come home.
I like that.
Come home, Brafe.
Beautiful.
And our goal is to give opportunity to everyone who wants to go to Ghana.
Yeah.
An opportunity to go to Ghana, join the team, come have fun with us.
Absolutely. And Salisha, how did you get on board? Where is your affiliation with all of this come into play?
Well, I myself am also one of the queens that's running.
Ah, so we could vote for you too.
Correct. I am. Yes, I am in the Ashanti region. My name is Yamanu. And it has been an exciting and journey learning about this region and this tribe. It's been really great. And I also would say support me.
Very good.
To the show in any way you see fit to support. But the show and the presentation, you know, it's the one you don't want to miss. It's really going to be an amazing experience if you have not experienced, you know, the culture in any way.
Right.
All of the tribes, all the queens and all the queens definitely have something to offer and give a different perspective.
Beautiful. And Renee, you come representing as well, too. Another queen.
Yes. I am Miss Nana Araba Renee, and I am the reigning Brafe Queen for 2023.
Excellent.
Absolutely.
Wonderful. This is really, really a wonderful conversation. I'm learning a lot, and no doubt our radio family is learning a lot about the Brafe pageant that is coming up. Now, Salisha, we caught you while you working hard on the J-O-B. Do you need to break away at this opportunity? If so, we'll let you quietly get back to your work.
Well, yes, actually, I am going to go. I heard the phone ringing now.
Very good. Well, thank you so much for taking the opportunity to be with us. And thank you for what you do in the community, and wish you the very best, all of my queens and kings who are part of this pageant. You take care.
Thank you all.
You're
again.
You're so welcome. All right. Well, for the remaining family that is here with us, can you guys stick around? Because we got a part two of this program.
Yeah.
Wonderful. I always love that we have a part two of anything that relates to wonderful events such as this. So we're going to give you more of the particulars, Radio Family. Thank you for your fine company. Again, it is the Mr. and Miss Brafe 2024 pageant. Mm-hmm. And we will be back with more of the weekend edition of Community Focus right after this break. Good morning once again. Happy weekend and welcome to the weekend edition of Community Focus. A wonderful opportunity to engage and great conversation and the joy of having it every weekend with you, Radio Family, here on our Odyssey stations. It's going to be an evening that brings a spectacular night of elegance, cultural display, beauty, and unity of the diverse regions of Ghana. As the 2024 Mr. and Mrs. Brafe pageant is taking place. Now, Radio Family, let me say, I'm saying the word twice because I'm trying to give the Americanized version of it as well as the correct Ghanaian pronunciation of the word. I hope I'm doing okay.
Yes.
Or thank you. As members of my Community Focus or our Community Focus family join us, I have Mandy with us. I have Eric, and I have also Renee joining yours truly, another namesake, Renee Vaughn, here on the program. So family, good morning once again. How's everyone doing?
We're doing great.
Good. Well, we're definitely counting down to an exciting evening that's going to showcase fashion, language, and particularly knowledge about the different regions of Ghana. So what's the maximum number of people who are participating with the pageant this year?
This year we have nine. So they're representing the Frafra group, the Ashanti group, the Fanti group, Ewe group, and the Ga group.
Wow.
So we have five groups, all from different regions in Ghana.
Mm-hmm.
And we have nine contestants.
Beautiful. Now, how many years? What is the anniversary of this wonderful pageant?
So this is the second year.
Second
year.
We had
our first.
The inaugural.
Yeah.
Yes.
In Winston last year.
And wonderful.
We decided to bring it
and
to
Renee, the reigning queen of 2023. Miss Brafe. Wonderful, wonderful. Now, Eric, I'm going to throw a curveball at you because while you were out of the studio, I was told that because Mandy has this wonderful Brafe Inc. shirt. Mm-hmm. Give us the meaning or the background of the Sankofa bird.
Okay. So the Sankofa bird means go back to your roots.
Mm-hmm.
So if you look at the head of the bird, it's going back. So we're trying to tell everybody there's a history that we have forgotten, we've not learned.
Right.
So let's go back and learn our history. So go back to your roots. And the roots is definitely Africa.
Wonderful. I have to ask, Eric, what do you love most about being a Ghanaian resident, to be originally from a beautiful country such as Ghana?
It's the culture. We're proud of our culture and how we are raised. And we are raised to love each other no matter where one is from. And so when you go to Ghana, they'll make you feel like you belong there.
Yeah.
And you...
You were just saying that, Renee.
You can
based
ask
on your
any...
Show.
And that's who we are. We are hospitable. And so if you ask any African-American or any American who has been to Ghana, the moment you get there, you feel like you are home.
Wonderful. That's how often do you get to go home?
I go every year.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
How big is your family?
It's big.
That's what I love about African families. I mean, the roots really run deep.
Yeah.
Now, when you first came to this country, what was the experience like traveling all the way from Ghana to America?
The cultural shock.
Sure.
Because growing up, I didn't experience any racism.
Yeah.
And I didn't identify as a black man in Ghana because I knew I was a Ghanaian.
Right.
And then I get here and...
It's different.
Now I'm black, I'm this, I'm that.
Right,
and
depending labels.
On,
it's labels. Everything and everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was shocking to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I say this all the time. Growing up, all the white people I saw in Ghana were missionaries, and so they were very nice.
Yeah.
So you grow up thinking that white people are saints.
Yeah.
And then I get here and I get hit by racism. And I'm like, wow, it's not what I saw in Ghana.
Exactly.
So I had to relearn.
Right, right.
But it's been good.
Yeah.
We still have wonderful people here.
Yeah.
And we don't see color.
Absolutely. I love that.
And we see the beauty that comes within somebody.
Absolutely. If only the rest of the world, particularly here in America, could be like the wonderful community of people in Ghana.
Yeah.
Oh, the world, I tell you. We got some work to do, folks.
Very much
but
so.
But the one thing that I always love about having a public affairs show such as this is to share experiences with members of our community-focused family. And I can't thank the three of you enough for sharing and helping us learn in the process. Now, with this pageant, are you looking for community volunteers, or what can the community do to help make this event a success outside of voting for our kings and queens, would you say?
Honestly, I would say just come out.
Yeah.
Come out. The tickets are $30. We have VIP tickets available for $45.
Mm-hmm.
Come out and just see the show. See what we're about.
See firsthand, right.
See what we're about.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy yourself. Learn something.
Absolutely.
Take something back. Tell a friend.
Yeah.
Because we want to actually keep this as an annual event. And we would love to, we want to start petitioning now for participants for the next show.
Absolutely. Yeah. I had a chance before we got on the air and into this great conversation to check out your Facebook page. And I was just immediately in love with what I saw as far as all of the activities that the community can be a part of. But again, the cultural and community love, the colors, and just the events of seeing unity and oneness through an event such as this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So as I won the pageant, my platform was unity, inclusion, and change.
Oh, wow.
And so bridging the gap from soil to soil was the main focus.
Yeah.
So the beautiful thing, if you go and visit, like, click and share Brafier Inc., you can actually take a step back to the beginning of the pageant and learn from the beginning how it actually started.
Mm-hmm.
And you get to see the outings that we had, how we were welcomed completely at every event.
Nice.
And it didn't matter if they knew who we were or not.
Mm-hmm.
At face value, they welcomed us like we were extended members of their family.
Beautiful, beautiful. Now, we mentioned this a little bit earlier, but it bears repeating. When is the date of the event and the location?
The event is Saturday, September 28th
right
at 7 p.m.
Great.
Harrison Auditorium on the campus of the North Carolina A&T. I'm a Ram, so I'm like me.
Well, that is mighty nice and brave of you.
Yes, it is. This is your one shout out, A&T.
But listen, two wonderful HBCUs.
Yes, they are.
Man, that football game, I listened to it on the radio on one of our college radio stations. That was a good game.
It was.
I have to admit, that was a very good game. But thank you for that, Mandy. Now, if someone needs any additional information outside of what's being shared, how do they contact you?
They can contact us on the Brafe Facebook page, Brafe Inc. Facebook page. They can reach out to me on Mandy Anthony, my Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
That's my personal page.
Okay.
Renee. Or Renee.
Yeah, that's on Facebook. Renee on Instagram.
Okay,
that's Renee May as well as on TikTok.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Let me ask each of you, Renee and Mandy in particularly, and I wanted to get back to both of you having the chance to go to Ghana. Mm-hmm. When did that take place? How long were you there? And what were some of the highlights that really to this very day just stand out for you? That's a lot. I know. We'll break it down one at a time.
It's a lot.
Yeah. Let's start with the when.
Well, I went January.
Of this year. Okay.
And I was there a slight 7 days.
Wow. I know. It doesn't feel like that was long
enough,
right?
And those 7 days go by
so fast. And you can't possibly do everything you hope to do in just a week's
time.
But
I did so much.
Good.
It was so much.
Wow.
And
now, first of all, before you go any further, January, typically here in the United States, that's winter time.
Yeah.
Here. So when you stepped off the plane...
I was dressed too warm because, of course, when we tipped out of New York, I had to still have like a
the
good
big
heavy,
right.
heavy sweater at least because I was like, I'm not going to bring a big puffer coat.
Yeah, right.
So I had my big heavy sweater and everything.
Mm-hmm.
When I got to Accra Airport, I was like, let's go change.
Real quick.
Let's
because
go change.
Because the beads of perspiration were just coming down.
Yes. But when I tell you, but the heat was a different heat, at least for me, because I'm like, normally I'm like, I can't stand the summers.
Yeah.
But it was, I was fine. Okay. But, and then I did stuff. I went to the, I did stuff in the forest. I was climbing. I was hiking.
I like
hiking.
How you learned that stuff.
Yeah. And wow. This is stuff you will not catch the Mandy J doing here. Mm-mm. You
but
won't
over
catch.
In Ghana, not a problem.
Not a problem. They caught me outside on it.
Wow. You're like me, Mandy, because sometimes I'm just like, I don't know how I'm going to do nature. I mean, I know it's a part of us, and there's going to come a time where we may be in those situations where we're going to have to learn to live off the land.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, man did it centuries ago, but, you know, we're so modernized and having other things do things or other people do things for us. But for you to have that personal experience, that had to have been amazing.
It was. And I feel like for me personally, it was a super humbling experience for me.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I feel like I'm better than anybody or whatever, but
you just
I just felt so much love and I just felt free to be my true self.
Absolutely. Now talk about what's one of my favorite subjects, the food.
OMG. The food itself was phenomenal. But don't ask Eric how much I ate. But
how much did she eat? No, I'm just kidding. I love it.
But the food was phenomenal.
Wonderful.
Everything I ate, I was eating street food, mm-hmm. stuff like that.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I don't do street food here much.
Right, right. How was it for you to see the area locals prepare it?
Man, I was cool. I was cool with everything except for one time we were up in the mountains at that
Shy Hills.
It's Shy Hills.
Okay.
And one of my friends I had met, he was trying to prepare something. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I'm good, friend. I'm good.
Say I'll pass.
I'll pass on this one. Everything is not for me, but they had this egg that they made on the street with the pickles.
Uh-huh.
I'm stuck on that.
The pepper, the onion,
and the egg.
Yeah.
That's a hit every time.
Okay. So very good.
Every time, if you get to go, make sure you.
That's the first thing you need
make
to
sure
do.
Make sure you say, we're the person with the egg.
You're right. I love it. I love it. And of course, just like we say, the unity. And getting to learn the language itself. How was that? How has that been for you?
Honestly,
yeah.
I think it's been okay. I'm not going to say I've mastered or perfected a lot.
Yeah.
But there are some words that I have perfected.
Very good. So you
and
can
those
do
are
like
the
a
most
simple. Right. You
most
can do like a simple greeting or have a simple conversation with someone.
A simple greeting.
Greeting. There you
and
go.
And a simple thank you.
Which, by the way, let me see if I get this right. Madasepa?
Madasepa.
Madasepa.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, very much.
Yes.
Wonderful. Yes. Now, Renee, we get to hear your backstory.
Yes. So definitely we had two different experiences.
Yeah.
Naturally, Mandy at the time represented the Ga region.
Mm-hmm.
I represented the Fanti.
Yes.
And so I spent a lot of time in the central region. I had the opportunity to go to Cape Coast, Elmina Castle.
Wonderful.
Which was really eye-opening to see as it is a dungeon, a castle, as well as a church on top. And that really, really made a lot of things come, you know, a lot for me. Kakum, I am a nature girl. So I lived for the hike.
You loved it. That was right up your alley.
I lived for the hike. I do have a very close relationship with nature and the trees, and they kind of lead me throughout life. And I learned natural lessons that you can't learn from a book.
Exactly, true.
And so it's been quite amazing to actually just touch the soil in that way.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for our pageant last year, there was a lot of dancing, which this year you'll see a lot more regional dances.
Oh, very good.
But I was tasked to learn Fanti in 5 days flat. And so I've continued my study with both Fanti and Twi.
Very
so
good.
This time around, when I did go in July, I had the opportunity to live as a Ghanaian. So I was there for 3 weeks.
Oh, wonderful.
So traveling and even visiting Kumasi in the Shura Palace, I felt like royalty. It
Beautiful.
Was amazing.
Beautiful.
Amazing.
You know, going forward, I think for me as a broadcaster and a semi-journalist, because I do a little bit of news in the morning, with the morning show. Every time now when I speak or hear about Ghana, mm-hmm. I will remember this conversation. Absolutely. I will remember this experience. And hopefully one day, guys, I can share with you my trip Absolutely. And the experience there. Now, for Eric, for someone who is a native, how does that make you feel when you hear wonderful experiences like this being shared?
I mean, I'm always overwhelmed.
Yeah.
Like when I saw Steve Harvey's interview when mm-hmm. he was in Ghana,
yes.
he stated that he felt like he was among family and mm-hmm. everywhere he turned, yeah. he saw his uncle,
wow.
niece, nephews.
Yeah. Yep.
It's the
yes.
same way yeah. Renee and Mandy felt.
Mm-hmm.
And since we started Brafi, we've got positive relationship with people. And
Very
then we
good.
Get, I think we are making inroads in the community.
Yes.
And I would love to see a lot of people going to Ghana.
Absolutely.
Experience it for themselves.
Right.
Because I remember having conversation with Mandy mm-hmm. and when we were going, everybody was telling Mandy, be careful, mm-hmm. be careful, be careful.
Yeah.
So when we were in New York, we're transiting in New York, I asked her if she would have gotten all those information when she was going to Paris, like mm-hmm. if she was traveling to Paris, I don't think her family members would be saying, be careful, be careful.
Right.
But when you look at the crime rate in Paris mm-hmm. compared to the whole of Ghana,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
it's nowhere near.
Yeah.
And even if you look at the crime rate in Greensboro, it's mm-hmm. higher than the whole of Ghana.
Yeah.
But the moment you tell somebody you're going to Ghana, they mm-hmm. tell you, be careful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that is the narrative I wish we see more people traveling to change.
Absolutely. Right.
So that we know that Ghana is even safer than where maybe you might be staying.
Exactly.
Because you hardly see anybody with a gun in the streets in Ghana.
Very true.
Or you hardly see on the news gunshots.
Yes,
in Ghana.
Yes.
So I just want to encourage people, if you have the opportunity
to go. Yes.
If you want to join the Brafia team, join us.
Absolutely.
Let's go have
I love
fun and
that.
Learn culture.
Yes, absolutely. Radio family, for those of you just joining us, I always enjoy my conversations, but I have to admittedly say this has been extra special because it's the first time that I have had the opportunity to meet some wonderful members, the newest members. And by the way, you all are no longer newbies. That was going on within the first 2 seconds of me introducing everybody on the show. So you are fam.
Thank you.
For
Thank
real. You. You're so yeah. welcome. The weekend edition. That's right. Madasepa. Madasepa, indeed.
Good,
Thank you.
Good.
I'm getting better. I'm going to work on it. I'm going to be fluent in something, Eric.
Oh, yeah,
I may
oh,
need
yeah.
your help on that, too. So thank you all for your patience. The weekend edition of Community Focus, where it is a pleasure to share with you the Mr. and Mrs. Brafe 2024 pageant. Explore the opportunity to experience Ghana. And the question is, who is going to be crowned the new king and queen Saturday? I know it's going to be hard to relinquish that crown, Renee.
Oh.
I know, and the title. But you'll still represent her.
Absolutely.
You still
always.
Will.
Always.
Always. It is Saturday, September 28th, beginning at 7 p.m. on the beautiful campus of Harrison Auditorium. Now, we know Winston-Salem State is a beautiful campus, too. Kenneth R. Williams Auditorium. We're going to
yes.
give a shout-out for that, too.
Yes.
But this is on the campus of A&T, the physical location. By the way, and many of you radio family know this, 1601 East Market Street in Greensboro, culturally bridging the gap between Africa and America. And I do have, and let me also say, we had a chance to speak with another member of our Community Focus family earlier in Salisha. We want to give her some love. But Mandy, Eric, and Renee, you're still with me, Renee Vaughn, on the weekend edition of Community Focus. I do. I would agree. I would agree. So, of course, the obvious question is, what does the winner for this year's pageant receive? The excitement drum roll, if I had one.
The winner is officially crowned. She yeah. receives a free trip to
Ghana.
Ghana.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
And the king gets to go as well.
Wonderful.
And also, there are scheduled radio interviews for the winners.
Beautiful.
In Ghana. So Mandy and Renee had their radio interviews in Ghana.
Wonderful. Right yes.
So we tried.
How
to
was that?
Them,
How was that for you?
It was absolutely amazing.
I'm sure.
Shout out to all of the radio stations,
yes.
YFM 98.5,
wow.
as well
yeah.
as Angel FM Radio, mm-hmm. which is also our co-founder. Yes, Mr. Unpredictable Ike. He is amazing. And they treated me like royalty. I felt thoroughly protected and cared for while I was there. You also have an opportunity to share out your platform. And with Unity, Inclusion, and Change for my platform, I wanted to share the importance of the fabric and how you can educate yourself, because the only fabric we have access to a lot of times is the dashiki.
Right, right.
And there's so many other messages that are in the print. And so I wanted to share that out.
Wonderful.
Absolutely.
Beautiful. And for you, Amandi, what was that experience like for you with the radio interview?
Oh, my radio interviews?
Yes.
Oh.
They want to be a superstar.
They were nothing more than top tier.
Oh.
because for me, that whole day, of course, we were bouncing back and forth from different radio stations.
Right.
And my head, I already have a big head, so my head was like...
You have a beautiful head.
It was just exploding. It was exploding.
You were just taking it all in.
I was absorbing every moment.
Absolutely.
I thoroughly enjoyed
it.
So I truly hope this time I won't be runner up. I will be,
you'll be the winner.
Queen. So we shall see.
Absolutely. I was going to say we could probably do a little practice with Renee passing the baton, if you will, to Mandy. But Eric, I want to ask you, as a native Ghanaian, what typically music-wise, speaking of radio stations, what do you like? What's your favorite musical genre, personally?
It's hip life. That's, it's a combination of high life music and rap music.
Oh, okay.
So that was originated by Reggie Rockstone, he's a founder. He lived in New York and then went back home and added a rap version to the high life music that we had. Which gave room for all the young people to express themselves on the beat. Right. So that's hip life. And now it's moved into the Afro beats.
A lot of us are very familiar with those Afro beats. Mm-hmm. Yes. And just the music in general is so high energy.
Yeah.
And you can't help but just be a part of the music.
But the beautiful, I just want to add that.
Sure.
All the tribes have their own unique music and dance.
Yes.
So on 28th, when you come, you're going to see different types of dance. You're going to see the agbaja.
Yeah.
You're going to see the palogo. You're going to see the adwa. And these come with different beats and different rhythms and dance.
Wonderful.
So when you come in on 28th, you'll be amazed.
So bring your dancing shoes, basically.
And then we encourage everybody to wear an African outfit.
Oh,
that
nice.
Day. Just like when Black Panther came out and we went out.
Absolutely.
We just want to see
That's going to be a sight. And no doubt, I'm sure you're going to have pictures and images all over your Facebook page.
Absolutely.
Yeah, wonderful, wonderful. Speaking of which, and I wanted to incorporate the director and the producer, because Ahmad Johnson, of course, is very important to this pageant and to this project. For you individually, how did you meet Ahmad, or how did Ahmad come about with everybody putting this beautiful pageant together?
So Ahmad is well known for putting together amazing shows for plus size curvy women.
Yes.
And so both myself and Mandy had an opportunity to walk for him in the Curvy She Show in Winston-Salem.
Wonderful.
And so we had an amazing time with the makeup artist transforming into, I think I was Fire and she was Love.
Lady Love.
And so quite colorful personalities were coming through at that time. And so we were, there was an actual interest meeting to find out if we wanted to be, you know, participate in the pageant. So it was really open. And he just reached out to a lot of different people that he felt was interested. And the funny thing is, when you hear pageant for even a man or a woman, you're like, what?
Right.
I'm like, I like my ice cream and cake.
Exactly.
I don't know about all of that.
Right, right.
I like being curvy. Do I have to lose weight? You know, that kind of thing. And so at first you're like, what am I going to hear? But I know that the opportunity to have a trip to Ghana, it trumped everything.
Right.
And so meeting with Ahmad, he goes over the walk and how to carry yourself in a pageant forum, how to answer your pageant questions, how to embrace the culture, even on the runway as you're walking, to make sure that you do it with elegance and grace. Mm-hmm. So he really spearheaded that so that we can showcase our best side.
Absolutely. Well, please, on behalf of me personally, send my thank yous.
We'll
Unfortunately, Ahmad couldn't be with us, but we know if he were here,
yes.
he would have a lot to say about it. Anything that you wanted to add to that conversation, Amandi, for you?
Oh, you know you wanted to.
Just in working with Ahmad.
Just my experience working with Ahmad has been just amazing.
Phenomenal.
Yeah, it's been amazing. But, you know, the partnership of Ahmad and Eric collectively, because, of course, you know, one can't go without the other here.
Exactly.
In this group. But they're a dynamic team together.
Absolutely.
And I know this was Eric's baby.
Right.
And so with Eric and Ahmad working together as a collective, it truly has built something that I'm like, Eric, you're stuck with me. Ahmad, you're stuck with me until I get the crown. And if I don't get that crown, you stuck with me again. You got to listen to my mouth.
Absolutely. And it's got to be a joy for you, Eric, in having a great partnership with Ahmad.
Yes. We've been working together for the past 8 years.
Great.
And we used to joke in the office where we worked together.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where it all started.
Started, okay.
People would go like, oh, here goes the American and the African. We started. So it started like that. And then we felt like, how can we let other people experience this love?
Mm-hmm.
So Ahmad is like a brother from another mother.
There you go.
And
I love that.
We love working together.
Absolutely.
And speaking of working with Ahmad, I just would like to say he is a natural teacher, and he inspires you to find your greatest potential.
Mm-hmm.
We've had several sidebar conversations, of course, about the pageant, because I'm like, I don't know. I'm a big personality. You know, the Ghanaian women, how can I embody that?
He's
like, embrace the process. You have something to learn in it. And it really did push me to a different height, and so much so that I'm able to share out my experience in my book called Let Her Be Great.
Wonderful.
The Queen Brafia Experience. If you'd like to purchase that, that is on Amazon.com under Nana Araba Renee. And it also tells about how he's actually the wind underneath my wing to launch my clothing line, Royal Attire.
Oh, wonderful.
So the pieces that you see me wear are definitely my designs.
Very good, very good. I could talk to you guys all day, but unfortunately we have a time limit on our public affairs program. So I know I'm the same way, Mandy. Oh, but collectively, are there any closing thoughts or comments you'd like to bring to our wonderful conversation today?
Akwaba, everyone is welcome. Nice. Ghana awaits you with open arms. Take a chance and learn something new. You won't regret it.
Beautiful, beautiful.
We want you to come out on September 28th. Come and experience culture like you've never experienced before.
Yes.
And then you get a chance to learn your African name. So come out.
Uh-huh. Very good.
Come out and support your girl, Mandy J, as I go for the crown of Miss Elway.
Wonderful. Well, thank you all, Radio Family. In behalf of me, Renee Vaughn, Madase Pa.
God, thank you very much. And that's what that literally means, Radio Family.
And Madase Pa, for you tuning into this wonderful conversation. You are family, so you are welcome back anytime. I'd love to do a follow-up show about the pageant or anything that may come up that's related to bridging the gap between Africa and America. So thank you, family.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. And thank you, Radio Family, for the good things you're doing in our communities. From me, Renee Vaughn, no goodbyes. Madase Pa. That's what I'm going to say to end this conversation. Just until next time, stay safe, enjoy the remainder of your weekend, and you have been listening to another wonderful conversation here on the weekend edition of Community Focus on our Odyssey stations. Until that next time, take care.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.